on a Zoom with me to talk about something that we've spoken about before on the show with Afro Daddy, Terrence, is an incredible woman from Innovation Edge. Her name is Lindsay Petro, and we're going to be talking about positive parenting with the leaning towards positive fathering and dadding. Lindsay, hello. Happy spring. It is officially spring now as I speak to you. I hope that you've had a good one so far, and welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I'm enjoying spring. I'm from Cape Town, but I'm in Pretoria right now, and I'm enjoying the sunshine.
Okay, listen, I'd rather be in Cape Town. I'm not gonna. Okay, so talk to me a little bit about what is Innovation Edge? What do you guys do? And then we'll get into why this specific project.
Sure. So Innovation Edge is an impact first investor. And what we do is we invest in innovative solutions to early childhood development challenges. So early childhood is that period from conception to 6 years old, the period where a child is most malleable, most you kind of laying the foundations for the rest of their life. And so it's really important that they have the best start to their life as possible. And Innovation Edge tries to solve challenges related to that period, anywhere from health and nutrition to early learning to kind of daily brain building activities. And what we do is we provide financial and non-financial support to innovators wanting to work in that space.
I am ready. I am so ready for this because I think that as much as we want to change the world right now, I think focusing on the future is definitely the way we're going to do that. And in doing that, it is through this early childhood development phase and creating the leaders of tomorrow, the ones that are going to look after us in our old age, you know? And
exactly right.
Hopefully be better humans than we were. Okay, sorry, excuse me. So talk to me a little bit about this new campaign for positive parenting, leaning into fatherhood and fathers and dads.
Sure. So what we do at Innovation Edge is we identify kind of these kind of targeted challenges or campaigns. And we really invite innovators from any space, whether they're kind of entrepreneurs, whether they work in tech, whether they work in NGOs, to really try and solve for this particular challenge. And so this one is really about trying to encourage positive father-child interactions. And importantly, those interactions can be kind of with fathers who are biological fathers or resident fathers or kind of father figures. And we really want to encourage those males to have positive interactions with children because we know that that can sometimes be a challenge.
Okay. So speaking of challenges, we know that in this country, in a lot of countries, but in this country, because obviously this is our country, there aren't a lot of present male role models, and I don't want to drag anyone because I don't want anyone to come for me, but I come from a house where there wasn't really a very present male role model, and I know a lot of my friends did. And if you look at it from upper class, middle class, lower class, to disadvantaged, to everyone across the board, if you look at all of the kids that we grew up with, all of the kids that we went to school with, it was almost as if your parents were still together and your dad was still there, you were the anomaly. And this, I'm talking, this was in, I'm 36. So this has been happening for years and years and years. So talk to me about this research, because I see you guys have done the research to see what this does and how this affects and going forward, what this does to the kids.
Yeah. So, I mean, others have been doing this research and increasingly finding the importance and value of having these kind of really positive male figures in a child's life. And so what they found is that, you know, kids who have these kind of have these foundational relationships are often less likely to commit crime, perform better at school, have better mental health, etc. And so what we want to do is we want to say, well, if these are the positive outcomes, how can we make sure that we encourage these relationships with children? And we know, like you said, I mean, there's a multitude of reasons for why this happens. So it could be divorce. It could be because people are working in a different province, in a different town. It could be just kind of cultural, right? Where the expectation is that men don't really interact with children. And so we really want to break down each one of those barriers to encourage these relationships.
Okay. You know what? And it is definitely what you've been saying has definitely resonated with me, because even in my own family, I'm seeing it. And I actually saw it this weekend where there was a task to be done with the kid. And it was like, no, well, it's your job, not mine, you know, or that's on you, not on me. Or even the moms and the grannies are going more towards the mom for certain things and the dad for other things. And I was like, but you both are in this 50-50, you know, and this is.
Yeah, I think you touched on a really important point there, that it's not just about motivating this male caregiver. It's about motivating those around him, right? Yes, so it's about creating the kind of environment, the village, let's say, that actually encourages this. So that might be that, you know, women understand that a man has a role to play and they try to encourage that in their relationships. It might be that the older generation, you know, we kind of try and shake them out of old habits. It might be that health facilities and health services acknowledge, you know, the male as part of this pregnancy journey as much as the female. So I think there's all those different players that need to kind of have this lens in mind, because it definitely isn't just about this kind of male caregiver having to do it on his own.
But it's also on us to change this narrative of women do certain things and men do certain things, and some things are only for women and some things are only for men. I really do think that it's on us in a lot of ways to change our thinking and our narrative and the way we approach the situations, empower them, you know?
Yeah, I think one of the things that we really wanted to motivate and kind of the narrative we wanted to create is we want to say that actually there are males who want to be good caregivers, and how do we kind of unlock that desire in them? How do we create the kind of context in which they can activate that? And so instead of thinking about them not wanting to be involved and us having to force them to be involved, we want to say, well, what are the barriers to them being involved? Because we know that they want to be involved. So yeah, just taking that kind of narrative instead.
Okay, so talk to me about the solution. What have you guys got planned? Because you guys look for cool things to invest into, and you are an investment company that's dealing with this social problem. How are you putting the two together, and what are you looking for?
Yes. So like I said, we invest in these kind of innovative solutions, and that can kind of land at any place. So it could be a systemic solution. It could be something that's targeting a government change. It could be targeting employers, or directly kind of these caregivers that we want to activate. And so we invite solutions from absolutely anybody to kind of deal with this problem in a way that they've already dealt with it. So a lot of organizations are already doing amazing work in this field. And so we want to say, well, how can we help you kind of scale up your solution in an innovative way? Or how could we make it sustainable in an innovative way? And so solutions can come from absolutely anybody and can come from anywhere. You just have to be based in South Africa and be targeting South African caregivers. And what we do then is we kind of help you create this investment case that we take to our investment committee and provide, like I said, grant funding of up to 1.3 million and venture building support. And so what that means is that, you know, with any solution that's at an early stage, the things that you want to test, you want to test your assumptions, right? And so we create, we provide the kind of support that allows you to do that, test your assumptions and kind of build this venture from the ground up.
Okay, so you're not looking for anything specific, I'm going to be so lame here, but I would need this one. Teaching people how to change a nappy during the CPR stuff with the dads. You're looking for all of that, but right through, right? Like every single, anything is considerable.
Yeah, so I think ultimately what we'll do is we'll say, well, what does the literature say, you know, encourages this kind of behavior, or what are the activities? And it might be exactly that. It might be just dads don't know how to do the basics. And so kind of whether it be, a course or an app that helps them kind of learn as they go, that might be the thing that you want to put forward as a potential investment idea. And you motivate that reason to us, and then we'll say yes or no. But yes, exactly that. So something that could be about their kind of daily behaviors. And like I said, it could also be something that's targeting health systems or, you know, one of the, our innovations that I really love, because it shows you that innovation does not have to be about technology, is this, venture called Sifunda Ngogoteta, and it's about taking in a supermarket, there being this beautiful signage that's up that encourages kind of a learning journey through the supermarket. So can you find the tomatoes? How many tomatoes are there? And just encouraging like a positive interaction in a space that we're all in all the time.
Yes.
And so those kinds of things can also be considered an innovation. And so, yeah, can target the caregiver or kind of the systems that are around them. I always think about like, how can you make a barbershop a place in which a male can learn about caregiving? I mean, there they are, they're sitting, they're engaging with one another, they're having conversations. That's like a perfect place to activate something positive.
Oh, wow. Wow. Where you go, where you are. This is really cool. Okay. I'm getting it. You see, there are no kids in our house, only dogs. So we've never had to think of these things, but I think these things are so necessary even for us to think of because we're part of the narrative as well. Okay. So Lindsay, where do we get in touch? If someone's listening and has an idea or someone wants to send someone your contact details because they're sure they have an idea, where do we find you? How do we get in touch and how do we apply for this?
Sure. So all the information is available on our website. So that's www.innovationedge.org.za. And you'll see kind of all our criteria and the application form is all there, all our information. And you can also find us on social media. We're on Instagram at Innovation Edge, LinkedIn and Twitter. So all the information is available across all those platforms.
Stunning. Lindsay, thank you so much. And thank you for the work that you guys are doing to help change the world, I think is the right way to phrase it.
Yes, the beginnings of changing the world. Thank you so much for being a voice for that. That's awesome.
The foundation of changing the world. And I promise you, I will, in my own family, start dragging people for the wrong narrative and start changing the narrative as well.
That's great. It starts every one of us has a little role to play.